I'm really, really lucky now because I am on the line. I'm having a chat to Abby from Central Coast band Little Quirks. Abby, how are you going?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm very excellent, thank you. So firstly, congratulations on such a massive 2019. You've played so many live shows. Of course, you've released the latest track, Life Wouldn't Be. How does it feel to be making so much music and just doing so much performing across the country at this time?
Oh, it's incredible. We're so honoured to be doing this and it's so exciting.
Excellent, excellent. So Life Wouldn't Be, it's a beautiful blend of folk and pop melodies with unforgettable family harmonies. Tell us a little bit more about the track and how it came together.
Oh, sure. So this one was written by our mandolin player, Jamie, so my cousin. And she wrote it about just doing something that you regret and kind of the feeling and the shame you feel after that. So we recorded this track with Wayne Connolly in a studio in Sydney, so we were really stoked to be doing that, and he was awesome, and we had a really great time recording our EP, and yeah, we're so excited with how Life Wouldn't Be turned out.
Excellent, excellent. Actually, going onto the chat of your EP, you do this track is a little taste of your forthcoming EP, Cover My Eyes. It's going to be released on your own Runway Records via Ditto Music. What can we expect from the EP?
Well, we've got four or five more tracks to go, and our next one is Cover My Eyes, which will be coming out in the next month or so, which is really exciting. And yeah, just really folky with just some twists in it. So we're really excited for everyone to hear it.
Excellent, excellent. So being in a band with your sisters, do you find it easier or harder to sort of communicate the creative and the writing process, like such as, for example, as you were recording the new EP?
I definitely think it's easier. I think that because we've been doing this so long with each other and we've been playing music together from being very, very little, so we're really good friends anyway, but yeah, we just have really good communication and, we've always been playing around together, so we just have a whole lot of fun with it, and I think that really helps, and I hope that shows in our music.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. So you did play Big Sound a couple of weeks ago in Brizzy. How was the experience, and how was it sort of getting to meet all these other bands and even people sort of, you know, sort of media people as well? Did you get to meet anyone interesting, or did you have a really, how was just your experience in general?
Oh, it was pretty awesome. It was great seeing, like, it was amazing to have an audience filled with people who were someone in the music industry, and that was just a very cool and nerve-wracking feeling. But we were stoked with how it went, and we got to meet lots of cool people, and so it was really awesome. We're really happy with how Brisbane went.
Excellent, excellent. So you do have a whole bunch of more live shows just for people in Victoria who would like to know. It is Saturday the 2nd of November at the ESPY in St Kilda and at the Lost Lands Festival in Victoria. Firstly, will this be your first festival coming up for the Lost Lands?
No, we've actually been playing festivals for a couple of years now. I think this will be going on the third year, and festivals are our absolute favourite thing to play. We just love the whole vibe of it, and we've heard such good things about Lost Lands, so we're really pumped to play this one.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Do you find it it's a bit of a different experience as a band when you're playing a festival, say, to your club shows or your sort of your side shows?
Oh, it absolutely is, because it's filled with people who want to hear music, and they want to hear that style of music as well, and they're there to have fun, and it just has an awesome vibe to the whole place. So yeah, we love playing festivals. They're our favorite.
Excellent, excellent. So we are going to be throwing on the track Life Wouldn't Be just in a couple of minutes time. Firstly, just before we get into that, is there anything else you can tell us about the track before we do play it?
Let's think. I'm gonna try and think if there's any like secrets that we have. they're not really. We recorded our video, and we recorded it with Linda from Filthy Look Films, and that's the first time we've worked with Linda, and that went so well, and she did such a good job, and we kind of just did a live energy kind of styled clip, and I think that really suited the song and how we wanted it to be. So yeah, we're really happy with the video. That was a really awesome experience.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Thank you, Abby, for taking some time out and having a bit of a chat with us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.